Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday. Right, Kim? It's Friday?
Yes. Yes. I checked it earlier. It is.
And this is What's on Your Mind, coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. We've got a great show lined up for you today. At least that's what my calendar shows, Kev.
Those look good. Julie Fedorchuk's going to be on. Big Game James after at the top of the next hour. And Mike Redlinger is a new Fargo City administrator, right?
That is correct.
Got the job. So
I tell you, it's going to be a great show. Of course, James McCarty talking Bison football. We just got done having a nice conversation in the local edition with NDSU Athletic Director Matt Larson. And the Bison, they're ready for Frisco. They're ready for Frisco.
Well, they've done it before. They are more than ready. I mean, I think the bus knows how to drive itself there now, or the plane knows how to find itself there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's old hat.
They could just as well put the plane in autopilot, and it'll find its way to Frisco.
So, yes, sir. I totally agree.
There's that. Other than that, Kev, nothing going on.
No. No, nothing. Actually, I'm looking at getting updated on a couple of things here. I'm reading a bit. Biden signed this omnibus bill. They apparently flew the thing to St. Croix for him to sign. What that costs us, who knows? I'm sure a few million, whatever. Here you go, so he signed it on the beach, I'm sure, or whatever. I don't know. But the more I read about what's in that thing, the more, I throw up in my mouth. A little more every time. And then the latest you hear this morning is that they spend $800 million for border protection, yet none of it actually protects the border. None of it, securing the border, but none of it actually secures the border. None of it. We had Jessica Rosenthal on the local show earlier, and she was talking. There's money for barbers and tents and transportation for these people, but there's nothing in there, and nothing for to continue on building the wall, getting a barrier up.
So they're worried about hair and transportation.
Yeah, but they're gotta be looking good.
But they're not worried about the border.
Not anywhere in it. Nothing to secure the border. It's based on the bill, the money, $800 million, is on to enhance border security, which does everything, but it takes care of the people that are coming through a completely unsecure border and takes care of their hair care needs, their transportation, and their housing with tents. By the way, in this bill, Biden referred to this as bipartisan. This is one of the guys I follow, Michael Wilkerson. He called it bipartisan despite virtually no support from Republicans in the House, majority opposition in the Senate. Defense spending increased about 10% to $858 billion, completely unnecessary given our already massive military spending that far exceeds any other nation, including China. And the problem that military spending, yet the money that they're putting towards putting up the diversity, inclusion, and whatever equity posters and things, no. Domestic initiative spending increased by 6% and somehow managed to not have anything significant in it to curb illegal immigration and the enormous amounts of fentanyl that are coming across the border. This bill is over 4,000 pages long, lumps together 12 different appropriations bills, guaranteeing that few, if any, members actually can read the entire bill before voting on it, which we also found out. What is wrong with these people, Chris?
I don't know if...
What is wrong with you? What makes you think that's how we want our money spent and that's the way we want you to spend it? You have got to be kidding me.
By the way, you can call us 701-271-1100 or 855-200-1776. Text us 701-237-1590 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text just came in. The Republican Party was complicit in this abomination. They will suffer a defeat in 2024 because of it. Kevin, your thoughts on that?
Right away I go to, well, will they? You know, somehow Katie Hobbs got elected in Arizona, and nobody, you know, that somehow is going to look like it's going to go through. But I hope Carrie Lake brings this thing to the Supreme Court. It's got to stop. But, yeah, you would think so. I thought there'd be a much better result in the midterms there, too, but we'll see. I know one thing. You know, and I'm kind of with Sean Hannity when he says, you know, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm a conservative. I just want you to do less with what you're making. Okay, I don't want you to spend more than you make. I want to shrink the size of government. I want government out of our lives. I want the word freedom to ring, you know, on down the line. And when the conservatives versus, you know, when they're fighting inside their own, and there's all the infighting going on that's going on right now. No one, they're not gonna do anything. They're gonna be their own worst enemy if they keep it because of the McCarthy thing. Because you got guys like Matt Gaetz, a few others, whatever, and they, you know, they are not all down with McCarthy becoming speaker. If they don't get their poop in a group, it's a nice way of saying what my dad used to say. It won't matter.
That's right. Let's go to the phones. Gene in Berea. Gene, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hey, Gene.
Hello. Gene, you there? Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hey, I know what your dad used to say.
Yeah, right.
My dad used to say, you can't say that on the radio.
No, you can't say it. No, my dad, that was my other one was, my dad was, hey, wake up and die right.
Yeah, my dad had, oh gosh, we can't go there.
We could do a whole show on dadisms and dad sayings.
Kevin, yesterday I tried to call in and you had a guest. You know, there's these books in libraries, let's see, Valley City, Dickinson, Minot, Williston.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one in Valley City is Let's Talk About It. Okay, then they had they had an open forum library meeting. Then they had another one, and people that wanted to show up were not allowed in the room. So evidently they did not want to talk about the book, Let's Talk About It. But anyway, there's a meeting coming up next Thursday. Okay, if you're in opposition of the library board, you have to register what you want to say before the library meeting, and you get 4 minutes, and what you want to say to the library meeting has to be written out so they can read it before.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer. When they have testimony of the defense or the prosecution in a lawyer in a court case, does the opposition get to put a time limit on their testimony? And do they get a written copy of what they're going to testify?
No, the answer is no. You don't get any of that.
Okay, the answer is no. So these library boards can't even follow court legal proceedings.
It's all of it. It's, I mean, look at the January 6th nonsense. It's like, well, you can be on it, but you can't, and you can't, and you can't either.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
It's not.
Right.
But so yet they do it.
There's some that want to boycott this Thursday, coming Thursday meeting. There's some that want to speak, so they have to hand in their written what it, and what happens to you if you hand in your written stuff and then you start testifying and you go off script.
Oh boy. Yeah, no, it's time. Time.
Do that.
Time.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
So, you know what? And we're going back to about the book Let's Talk About It, which is if you do a search on it, it's a book, they call it a novel. Let's Talk About It, The Teen's Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Being a Human, a graphic novel.
You got it.
And you can look at it and see the pictures of this. This should be nowhere near anybody's classroom, any school library. And if you're a parent and your child is having issues, this might be a good book to look through and recommend that your child and talk about it with your child that way. This needs to be nowhere near any schools. I'm just tired of it.
Amen.
Just tired of it.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. Thanks for calling. Have a great new year.
Thanks,
Gene. Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy. Much more coming up here on What's on Your Mind. Time for your calls, 855-200-1776 or 271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind Friday edition. This guy's one of my favorite new country guys. Hardy. Heard of him? Hardy. Really good.
I got turned around in some little town.
Get to the neighborhood sometime soon. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Convenience is the key when you're getting some food to go and when you're getting good, you know, scratch cooking. Call it, you know, home cooking, grab and go convenience, even better. Valley City's got fish and fries today and stuffed cabbage. role. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. The infamous Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. West Main's got the tater tot hot dish, pulled pork sandwich, as well as 12th Avenue with the pulled pork. They're doing lasagna on MP today. Linden's got a fantastic beef stew they made up. Ulan's got meatballs and a Taco Mac hot dish they have on at 45th in Fargo. And keep in mind the 4 for $4. You always get that at PetroServe. Personal pan pizza, a couple of cookies, 20-ounce pop, $4 all day, every day. And if you're heading into, you know, I love cheap pizza. I just do. I'm still, at this point in my life, I'm still addicted to late night frozen, good, just cheap frozen pizza or good pizza. They've got Roma's. The Roma pizza is now 4 for $12. $3 a pizza for New Year's Eve. Come on. Just saying. Nothing perks up a party when you walk in with a couple of pizzas cut up. So there you go. PetroServe USA. And, of course, all across the neighborhood, PetroServeUSA.com. They are hiring. Find out more about that. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, and for Scotty today. He's back on Monday. Looks like everything's cooperating weather-wise for them down in the what do they call it? The Sunshine State.
The Sunshine State, yeah. It looks like Scott's having a blast.
Yeah, any time with family is all good. We're looking forward to that. We're going to do that probably middle part of February. But very excited for that. But we're holding down the fort. It's kind of the bro week here.
That's right.
Chris?
Kev, I hear you've got a little word salad from KJP.
I was just looking at this thing. I'm reading a couple of different things about this omnibus spending bill and the fact that he signed it. It's a monstrosity. It is $1.7 trillion. Think about that. And that's to fund the government for the fiscal year of 2023. That's just, and in this thing is just, well, like I said in the last break, there's 12 different, this is over 4,000 pages, 12 different appropriations bills that are in this thing. And they really didn't have a chance. You had to pass it before you could even read it. Teams of people have to read this. And in there, $800 million went to border security, securing the border. But there's actually, now, if I said, hey, you've just bought it. Let's say you have a $1 million house. Okay. You don't have any fence around it. You don't have, it's a nice house. You got nice things. Couple of nice cars in the garage, and a nice place, really. Right there, good to go. You don't have a fence around or anything, though. If I'm going to give you money to secure that $1 million home of yours, Chris Larson, is the first thing you're going to do buy new bunk beds for the extra bedrooms for people to come on in?
No.
And take care of their haircut needs and give them a ride if they need to? Or are you maybe going to get a gate up and get a fence up around your expensive home, your beautiful home. Maybe get some security cameras. You probably get a security system. Maybe that, or would you make sure you bought a few extra vans for the people that are going to be coming to stay with you?
No vans, no haircuts. Would definitely be looking at some sort of security system.
But the $800 million is paying for things like, well, we heard this. This is, and we'll play this clip again because I want to play a little contrast here for you when it comes to KJP. KJP is Karine Jean-Pierre. Now, keep in mind, and this is a representative from Texas. Her name is Beth Van Dyne, D-U-Y-N-E, talking about the resources and what's going on down there.
Just passed the largest omnibus in our nation's history, $1.7 trillion. $800 million of it went down to Customs and Border Protection, but not to protect or to secure our borders, but to do things like pay for tents, pay for barbers, pay for transportation of these folks through our country.
So that's what we're paying for. That's the definition of securing the southern border of the United States of America. And here's a little montage of the of who's at fault. The whole thing apparently is the Republicans' fault, right?
So we are not asking for political stunts. We continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on
what?
Play that again, Kevin. Play that again.
They want to secure the border, but she says they've been doing that
work. To secure the border? We've been doing that work on our
own. What? On our own? Oh, so just
our own? Over the last 72 hours, they've moved thousands of individuals out of the city. They're doubling down on the anti-smuggling operations that the president launched months ago. They're also working with our international partners to discourage disorderly mass movements across the border. It is important that they deliver the resources we requested for the border security and management.
Well, looks like they did deliver it. They delivered barbers and porta potties and tents and buses. And I'll go ahead.
They need to pass the comprehensive immigration reform that we have put forth. We're doing the work. We're going to do this in a safe and humane way. And we will have more to share on the proposed preparedness next week before the December 21st date.
Yeah. This is the one that gets me.
Secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own.
Doing that work on your own. Where on your own? What do you mean on your own? What does that mean? Where are you doing that work on your own? Who's doing that work? What work are they doing? Anybody?
Bueller?
Wow.
Bueller?
Yeah. I mean, okay. What work are you doing? And to think that you're going to send that kind of, which is nothing. And again, we could build the entire wall coast to coast for probably, at this point, probably $30-40 billion, near as Chris and I could figure yesterday.
Yeah, but, exactly. Texture.
Nonetheless, the equipment and the, well, not the equipment, the materials are all still sitting down there, just rusting and rotting. Go ahead.
Texter says, Kev, I've heard there's more money for border security in foreign countries in this omnibus bill. Wow.
That's true. Turkmenistan or something, and yeah. No, there's foreign aid in there. There is. There's a ton. Well, there's $45 billion roughly going to Ukraine again. So that's on top of whatever 60. I mean, we're $100 billion now to Ukraine to work on their border to secure those folks. But forget about you and your family. Forget about the all the fentanyl that's poisoning our kids, poisoning our friends and family. Forget about all that. Forget about the crime waves that's going on. Forget about the economy. Forget about $10 eggs. Forget about all that. Don't pay any attention to that. Because they're doing the hard work. They're doing the hard work. But I'm back to the wall, though. Now, here's the joke of the whole thing. They're putting up shipping containers with razor wire on top of them. Shipping containers with barbed wire. What does that cost? And how much money do we leave sitting in the deserts of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California with materials that are just laying down there now that aren't used? And that's true. We should work on, we got to get Tommy Fisher back on and have him tell that story, Chris, about basically having to leave the job site. They were in the middle of they got a nice contract based on the great work they did and came in the next day and your guys are all shut down. No more money. Nothing for you. See if we can get him on again. Oh, yeah, we'd love it. 701-271-1100, 855-200-1776. Call us.
My name is Kevin Sakunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Southern California Sheriff Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed during a traffic stop Thursday by a man with a violent criminal history since 2000. The suspect later died in a shootout on I-15 in Norco, California. The suspect was 44-year-old William Shea McKay of San Bernardino County. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix. Japan adopted a plan on Thursday to extend the life of nuclear reactors, replacing the old and even building new reactors. Rising energy prices and pressure to reduce carbon emissions has Japanese leaders choosing nuclear energy. This is a major policy change since the Fukushima nuclear disaster from 2011. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday. Happy New Year. Almost ready to ring in the new year tomorrow night, 2023 upon us. Man, those of us around, just seems like yesterday we were worrying about the computers all shutting down and partying like it was 1999. Here it is, 2023. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at UMary. Little shout out to UMary on the military-friendly community they have there. Their mantra with it is, you served our country. Now let the University of Mary serve you. And what that is, it's a military-friendly school. So if you're out of the military, veteran, you're busy. Got lots going on. So they have both online and in-person classes. Their Bismarck campus. Got special admissions team. Years of real-world military experience. So they know how to support your advancement every step of the way, whatever stage you're in. UMary offers scholarships, credit for prior learning. Make sure you and your family, you gotta get all the benefits you can, and they make sure you do. Classes start about every 5 weeks. If you want to find out more, a true military-friendly community at umary.edu, and that's /military services. umary.edu/military services. There you go. Love the crew at UMary. What a beautiful campus, too. It's gorgeous out there.
It is a very beautiful campus, Kev. I've seen it now in person once, and really excited to go back to Bismarck and visit the campus again. So,
hey, we got Jim on the line. Jim, where are you calling from?
Fargo.
Fargo. What's on your mind?
Yeah. You like playing poker, right?
I do. I do. Yep.
You ever play against someone who cheats?
I have not really ever. No.
Well, Joe Biden is the guy, and the guy, he's in the poker game, and it's obvious he's cheating. But everybody just lets him. This lunchbox, Joe. Let him. So he wins. He's up on stage getting his trophy. Cards are falling out of his sleeves, and everybody's clapping. Oh, yeah. He's a winner.
He's got rabbits falling out of his suit coat. Yeah.
And he displaces that former champion.
Jim? And Jim, that's perfect. I gotta weigh another one on you. Okay, they're all down on this. Have you seen the story on Santos? This guy, that apparently lied on his resume and embellished his career a little bit. And I don't know if they want to censure him or will he even be sworn in as a member of the House of Representatives? Well, okay, We're all about calling that out, but what about Jewish truck driving professor that grew up with Puerto Ricans and black people? What about that guy?
I just call himself Lunchbox Joe. Come on, man.
I mean, really? Come on. Where is he there? Is this one of them? This is one of them. I love these.
Yeah. So I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
I got my education. For real, the black church.
That's not hyperbole, it's a fact.
Okay. I probably went to shul more than many of you did.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, the Jewish black truck driving professor has something to do. Yeah, but we can't say anything about that.
He's a Republican. Hey,
all right.
Just better just walk away, buddy.
Jim, have a great New Year.
Right. You betcha. Bye.
There he goes. Main man, Jim. Appreciate your call. Anytime. 701-271-1100 and 855-200-1776. If you want to leave a message, push extension 1. If you want to join us on the show live, push extension 2. Pretty simple. Yeah. Chris, spot on with Jim there. The hypocrisy, it blows me away.
Exactly. 36 past the hour. Kevin, do you like to heat your home in the winter?
That's a good thing. Yeah, usually. I require it.
Yeah. This year might be a little bit harder to do, and here to talk to us a little bit more about it, North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Julie, good morning, and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. You like to heat your home in the winter, right?
I sure do, yes. More and than
kind of a, yeah, kind of a necessity, yeah, kind of a, yeah.
We have an ongoing debate over the temp.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, right there. There it is, the husband and the eternal husband and wife battle for the thermometer, for the thermostat. I mean, for the thermostat.
It is alive and well in the Fedorchak house.
In our house too.
I understand that this year the cost of heating the home is going to go up, and we haven't even hit the coldest month of the year typically in the state of North Dakota, right?
Boy, I'm already seeing it in our electricity bills and our home heating bills. Just had our propane tank filled last week, in fact, and burned through that last tank pretty quickly. So, yes, unfortunately, I think customers do need to be prepared for pretty significantly higher home heating costs this winter. We've, at the commission, we've sat down with both Xcel Energy and MDU. They're the two natural gas, largest, you know, natural gas for home heating providers in the state. And both of them have walked through their gas supply contracts with us and have basically told us it's going to be 20 to 30% higher just for the cost of gas this year for customers for those two companies. So, yes, unfortunately, consumers are going to be paying more to heat their homes this winter. And I think electricity prices will also be up for those who are using electricity to heat their homes or just for your, you know, average electricity use. Electric costs will also be higher this year. I think most customers can expect that.
Julie, we got an email in, and it says, hey, guys, on December 23rd, we, the MISO region, we are in. We're that close to rolling blackouts here. And MISO declared a maximum generation emergency event step, et cetera, for the region due to unplanned generation outages higher than expected. Question, why that close? About 4 gigawatts of baseload generation was shut down recently with no replacement, says the emailer.
So that's our MISO is how you say that
MISO.
Name, MISO,
okay.
M-I-S-O. And they are the regional transmission grid operator for North Dakota. We also are served by the Southwest Power Pool. That's often called SPP. Those are the two grid operators for North Dakota. And, yeah, they serve customers from North Dakota all the way down to Texas, both of them. And so they have the biggest, you know, swath of Central America. And, you know, on December 23rd, there was huge storms impacting the entire area and a lot of demand for electricity and
right.
Also impacts because of the storm on some of the generation fleet. So we've seen those alerts a lot more frequently in recent years, and that is due to the fact that the system is going under a major transition as utilities have chosen, a lot of them outside of North Dakota, to retire some of their thermal generation. A lot of the coal fleet, a significant portion of that in the MISO region has been retired, and it's being replaced with largely with renewable resources, some natural gas too, but a lot of renewable resources, they function very differently. They can't be called upon the same way. And so when times are tight, and that would be a tight time would be like December 23rd, where demand is really high and you have some outages on your generation fleet, we don't have as much flex in the system to just turn on additional generators. So we have these max generation alerts where MISO is basically telling every generator to run full steam. And that's what we're seeing more frequently during this time of transition as this fleet changes. It's something that we are concerned about as regulators in North Dakota. We are not seeing our fleet retire as quickly as possible because we are driving that. And other states have different policies, and they are driving that. And so we're advocating strongly in the MISO region and starting to have some impact. In fact, Governor Burgum recently sent a letter to MISO urging them to do what they can to slow down the retirement of these thermal resources so that we aren't as tight and so that the system can have time to adjust to how these new renewable resources operate and then we can replace them with some, replace some of the retiring fleet with dispatchable energy that can be turned on when we need it. And in times like December 23rd, when temperatures were bitter cold and demand for electricity and home heating fuels was really high.
I'd imagine, Julie, that also adding new generation and transmission lines to the power grid also is going to be leading to higher gas or higher prices, in addition to simply the higher gas price altogether.
You hit it on the head. Exactly. Those are the two leading drivers of the cost increases. Demand for gas is up. And supply has been lagging to meet that demand. And there's a couple reasons we can talk about why that supply is lagging. But for now, demand is outpacing supply. So the cost of the gas is higher. That costs more for consumers. Consumers pay that. That's the first big driver of the higher cost. The second is this, all these new investments in the transmission fleet, you know, the transmission lines, lots of new investment in those. And lots of new investment in new generators, wind generators, some solar generators, natural gas generators. Those all cost, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and customers are paying for those too. So those are the two big drivers of the increase in cost.
Just crazy. I mean, in a world where everything costs more and more now, people are going to be needing to pay higher prices for, you know, the very thing that keeps a lot of us safe, and that's electricity, and just different times in which we live. I mean, you talked about it during the pandemic. Demand for gas diminished, production dropped. Now that we're supposedly post-pandemic, demand is back up, but that production lags. So when we come back after the break, I want to talk a little bit about why that production continues to lag, even though the pandemic is over and the demand is back up, and then talk, too, about what customers can expect here into 2023. Julie Fedorchak, Public Service Commissioner, our guest here on What's on Your Mind. You can call us 701-271-1100, 855-200-1776. You can text us. 701-237-1590, or email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. When we come back, continuing more of our conversation with one of three public service commissioners for the state of North Dakota, Julie Fedorchak, is our guest here on What's on Your Mind with Kevin Flynn. I'm Chris Larson, in for Scott Hannon, who's on vacation and returns Monday. We'll come back with more in our final segment of our first hour. This is What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, in Cass County, 503 acres in Bottineau County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Everybody from here, but we're here. Julie Fedorchak, Public Service Commissioner, our guest. We'll get back to that conversation in a moment. Hey, are you looking to go to tomorrow afternoon's University of North Dakota hockey game against the U.S. Under 18 team at the Ralph Engelstad Arena? Well, the game starts at 4:07 tomorrow afternoon, and now's your chance to get free tickets to the UND hockey game. Be the second caller at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, and you win tickets to the U.S. Under-18 team game against the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks tomorrow afternoon, 4:07 face-off at Ralph Engelstad Arena in Grand
Forks. Hello! Man, and you got to be able to use the tickets. So if you can use the tickets tomorrow, it's a New Year's Eve thing. It'd be kind of fun. Hit the Ralph for the under-18 team. What is it? Face-off at 4:05, I think, tomorrow afternoon?
Yep, 4:07. Added bonus, Kevin?
Yeah.
If you look hard enough and you find somebody in an AM1100 The Flag jacket, you're going to meet super producer Chris Larson.
Oh, you're going to be there.
I will be at the game tomorrow afternoon, so look around the main concourse.
And, you said second caller, right?
Yes, second caller.
Mine too, right here. Hi, who's this?
Joel.
Joel
Rabideau.
Joel Rabideau. How you doing, Joel?
Not too bad, sir, and yourself.
Oh, very good. You want to go to some hockey at the Ralph tomorrow night?
Oh, how couldn't I?
Perfect.
Absolutely.
All right, hang on just a second. I'll get your info. I need your phone number is all, and we'll text you. You don't have to pick up tickets anymore. We just text you a little QR code, and you're good to go when you go into the Ralph. So I'll get your info, and we'll get
all
you
right.
set up. And hang on just a second. Thanks, Joe, for hanging out with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it. See you tomorrow at the Ralph. Julie Fedorchak joining us back here on What's On Your Mind. Julie is one of three public service commissioners here in the great state of North Dakota. We're talking, a little bit of a utility price hike. Julie, we talked a little bit before the break, the production of gas has continued to drop. The demand is back up. Production is now lagging. What's the cause for the lag?
Well, so really, I think two or three big causes for the lag. First of all, it really dropped during COVID because demand dropped. And so you saw a lot of producers, you know, significantly reduce their output. That was number one. But now demand is back up and production has lagged from the U.S. And that's really largely, I think, two factors. First of all, the Biden administration has been very vocal about its desire to move away from fossil fuels, to completely halt the use of fossil fuels, to stop investing in fossil fuels. And so the president has himself made many claims of that type. And that has a huge chilling effect, as you can imagine, to the companies that are making investments that don't pay off in 6 months or a year at least. Investments in drilling, well, they take, you know, many, many years to get money back. And when you look at the investment in the infrastructure to support that kind of production, like pipelines and transportation systems and equipment, those investments are, you know, decades long. And so having a president speaking on behalf of the country saying we don't want to be using fossil fuels anymore, it has a real chilling effect on the industry. And we've seen that. We've also seen Wall Street have the same type of policies, and there's a lot of companies and investors that don't want to put their money into fossil fuels or are hesitant to or making policies on environmental, social, and governance. They're called ESG, where they really ask a lot of questions of any company that's investing in coal or gas, oil, and really want to try to turn away from those types of investments. And that also makes it difficult for this production to increase to the levels that we need it. What's ironic and hypocritical in many people's mind is that at the same time, the U.S. and our president is overseas trying to get more production from the Middle East and countries that have typically not been our friends and urging them to increase production so that the price of gas will go down. There's no need to do that. We can increase that production right here in the U.S. We can be producing all of the oil and natural gas that we need. So that is, and we do it much more environmentally soundly. We do it much more humanely than any other country in the world. So if we want environmentally sound energy production, we should be encouraging that of all sources right here in the U.S. And so, you know, I think that at the same time, it's important for people to understand that, you know, regardless of where you are on the CO2 issue and whether you, if you believe in it, that it's a problem and global warming is a problem or not, this transition to renewables is happening. The technology exists. People are excited about the technology. It's the American way to adapt and change and evolve over time. And so this transition is happening. But what we need to recognize is that the existing energy system is built around fossil fuels, and that has existed for decades. And
thanks.
We can't change that overnight. So
Julie,
we have
thanks,
to give it.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to have to leave the conversation there. Julie Fedorchak, North Dakota Public Service Commission. More after the news on What's on Your Mind.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.